And welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, let's head back to Commodity Classic last month in Houston, Texas. Had a lot of great conversations with folks throughout the agriculture industry, farmers, ranchers, members of different companies, and more, just talking about all the innovations and things happening throughout agriculture. One of the conversations I had, it's always great, BASF likes to have a media type of preview event ahead of Commodity Classic, about a day or so ahead, and I was able to attend that this year and talk with Scott Kay, the Vice President of U.S. Crop Protection with BASF, and just go over some of the things they touched on during their media preview and also some of his thoughts in general about where things are at with technology and more in the agriculture industry. So here is that conversation with Scott Kay from BASF from this year's Commodity Classic. Joining us now here at Commodity Classic, just wrapping up the BASF Science Behind event, Scott Kay with BASF is joining us. Scott, it's good to talk with you. Thanks for having us here. You guys had a lot of great information you shared with folks here today.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate you coming. And I get excited this time of year and at this event. It's always forward looking. So it's always something new to be thinking about. And while we talk a lot about challenging farmers, I think it also just demonstrates what BASF is doing to challenge ourselves to meet some of Mother Nature's challenges that are out there and to talk about how they're evolving.
Well, you guys are making a lot of investments in research and new products. You guys focused a lot on soybeans here today, but obviously thinking about corn and other products too, and really just looking at the evolution of what farmers, what they're putting into the ground and their farming practices, et cetera. You guys are really kind of at the front leading edge of that, aren't you, Scott?
Yeah, I like to think so. I think at BASF, you know, for your listeners, just remember that BASF is investing $3 million every day they wake up into research and development in agriculture. Put it maybe another way is 11 cents out of every dollar that we earn, we're investing back into research and development. And so we believe that that is really driving us. And so, you know, depending on your area, we're going to launch 25 new products by 2029. And so there's a lot in our pipeline today. But I think what we're really focused on is that how do we look ahead to solve what we know might be future problems, and then I think we could look real close here today and products that we have supply of and that are there. One would be performance driven fungicides, and so listeners might say performance driven fungicides. Most of the time BASF talks about plant health, but we're talking about performance driven fungicides because we really believe that we've launched a new class of fungicides. Ones that are both the most consistent and highest yielding fungicides when we've compared against all of our competitors. And so we believe that's what's desired by growers is the most consistent and high yield. And we're going to start to see that. So your listeners can start to see that in promotions where we're starting to share our data. And so you might see an ad that says 10 bushels better than this other competitor. And so we haven't normally done that, but we truly believe there is a significant yield advantage and a more consistent advantage for farmers when they use our fungicides. The other area is Mother Nature hasn't slowed down at all. Nope. When it becomes the SCN.
Yeah.
And so SCN, we're really would like to see farmers protect those first two or three bushels that are potential loss based on their economic threshold of SCN. The only way to know is to test. And not knowing, I think, is a dangerous game, because what I saw in fields this year is that when that's just one stress, but you combine that with other weather stressors and you're talking about a much bigger problem and much more yield loss. And so to me, it's a simple thing. You test for it. You see what the economic threshold is. And then there's a seed treatment. Elevo from BASF is available to treat. The other thing is to test and then say, how do I put a plan together with my seed selection? In 2028, BASF will launch in Zotavo beans a traded protection. So I think that part is also there. And we'll be spending a lot of time over the next couple of years making sure the market's ready for that. The other one I would say is in corn. I don't know about your listeners, but they had corn rootworm. That's another sneaky one. So there were new traits that were brought out to help. I would say we still saw some feeding. So a 1-2 punch is probably what's needed. an Infero in soil insecticide, Nerisma from BSF. I'm sure there's others, but I would definitely take a look at that rather than only rely on just the trait. The last one is people think that water hemp was born in soybeans. I'm here to say it wasn't. That's just when we see it. So to me, I would say we have a problem of water hemp in corn and beans. And so there, BSF is going to launch two new products this year that we're going to launch: Certain for corn. And that, I think, will give that longevity that's needed because it's an emerger all season. And so a lot of times we think once we killed it once, it's done. But it's not. It requires that extra residual throughout the year. And then in soybeans, we're going to have a far improved, the best of its kind ever brought forward with Liberty Ultra. So what I know about farmers is they've seen Liberty in their fields, but they probably haven't ever compared, whether it's to our competitor or whether it's to the new product that we're going to bring out. So we're going to be determined to show farmers what the difference is and how much more beneficial the new Liberty Ultra is going to be to their farm.
To your point, all the great products you guys have coming online, you know, I think about some of those challenges like SCN, corn rootworm, such yield robbers. It really comes down to it's all about that ROI for farmers. They want to put the best products in their field that's going to bring them not only the best crop that they can to feed the world, but the best return on their investment as well.
Yeah, certainly farmers have the biggest job on earth. I think we all kind of watched the commodities here recently, and we know what Mother Nature's been challenging. And so I think putting that information together, I think you saw BSF willing to share. A lot of times this data discussion has been about what the farmer needs to provide someone. I think in this case, you heard loud and clear today that BSF has 20 years of history that we're willing to share. And we're doing thousands of trials that we're also willing to share. And we put those together. We want to help farmers make the right decision on placement and variety selection. And by doing that, we think we give them the most potential to maintain their overall yield that they bought in the bag.
And I'm sure, Scott, if folks want to learn more, reach out to your local BASF retailer, go online. A lot of great ways to get in touch, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all know as an organization that farmers have the biggest job on earth. And we thank you for that.
Definitely. Appreciate the time here at Commodity Classics, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And once again, a great conversation there with Scott Kay, Vice President of U.S. Crop Protection at BASF during this year's Commodity Classic. We'll share some more updates from Commodity Classic coming up here on our next episodes of American Ag Today. With that, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.